Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chertok, joining us on the line. Alan, you know, we were just talking yesterday about the possibility of a minimum wage hike and a legislative pay raise, and now we're hearing the special session to deal with these issues is looking like it's derailed because of Hurricane Sandy. No decision on who is in control of the Senate. What do you make of these latest developments?
Well, I can tell you one thing. These legislators are not going to like it. I'm suggesting to you that the reason this is happening is that the last thing Andrew Cuomo, the governor, needs now is a millstone hanging around his neck, to wit, he gave a pay raise to legislators at a time when New York is in such chaos. I think he recognized it. I think he's smart to recognize it. And I can't believe that he has to trade anything for a pay raise. Look, the Republicans are in debt to Cuomo in a way that is just unbelievable. He saved them. He didn't veto the redistricting bill, which led to their almost winning, if not winning. If he wants a minimum wage pay raise, he's going to get it for the poor people of New York State who are toiling out there all the time. And if he says to Dean Skelos, give it to me, he'll get it. The Democrats in the Senate certainly will give it to him. So the idea that he needs a pay raise hanging around him, which will smell so badly to New Yorkers, is just ludicrous.
Very interesting story in the Times you and I have been talking about this morning, and it's the title is After Obama, Christie Wants a GOP Hug, but it details a conversation that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had with Rupert Murdoch after he was seen with his arm around Obama.
Well, let me put it this way. I can't tell you how important I think that hug to Obama by Christie was. I have no doubt that if it didn't win the election for Obama, it came very close to doing that. We can examine Christie's motives up and down, but the fact of the matter is he did it. He looked like a statesman. He looked like somebody who was an anti-politician, that he would do what was right, and he deserves a lot of credit. And I'll tell you right now, a lot of people, including me, look much more sympathetically on Christie than we ever did. He had a reputation as a sort of arch-conservative meanie, and he comes out of this standing tall. On the other hand, these primaries are won or lost by Republicans who got out to vote, and they are usually of the most conservative stripe. So Christie, having done this, has endangered his political career. There's no question about it. On the other hand, if Romney had won and it had been 8 years, because Romney would have won for 4 years and then he would have been the candidate, at least the candidate the next time, then Christie's star may well have gone down in New Jersey. I think he knew that. So maybe it was for political reasons, but whatever it was immensely effective in terms of the way in which people thought of Christie.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chertok, joining us. Alan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.